Hello again and welcome. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. It's time to learn about what is happening in our world and improve your American English at the same time. Have you heard about MERS? It is the latest in a series of deadly viruses that is going around. Today we will talk about that disease and what doctors and hospitals around the world are doing to prepare for its possible spread. Then, how would you like to win a lot of money? Well, are you prepared to also lose a lot in trying to hit the jackpot? We'll travel to Brazil with an eye toward the World Cup soccer matches coming soon. Where there is big-time sports, there is always big-time gambling. Stay with us and learn about our world as it is. Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS, has infected more than 500 people since it was first identified 2 years ago. About 30% of those infected die from the disease. Health officials have expressed concern about the sharp rise in the number of MERS cases in recent months. They also noted that the virus has infected people in Asia, Europe, and North America. Bob Doty tells us how health officials prepare for a pandemic when a disease affects many people over a wide area.
The last pandemic took place in 2009. That was when officials were concerned about the H1N1 influenza virus. The World Health Organization says MERS is a long way from becoming a pandemic. Most cases have been reported in Saudi Arabia. They involve people with close contact with MERS patients or with camels that carry the virus. However, a virus can change at any time. So officials say there is need for concern. Dr. Lamar Hasbrook heads the Illinois Department of Public Health.
It's a new virus. It has a very high death rate. But we need to learn more about how easily it's transmitted and what are some of the signs and symptoms.
In the United States, many hospitals already have plans to keep the virus from spreading. Dr. Gabe Kellen works at the Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore, Maryland. His job is to make sure the plan covers all of the 46,000 people at both Johns Hopkins University and its medical center.
I'm not that concerned yet. However, our level of preparation is we want to stay ahead of the curve, that should this happen, we're not playing catch up.
This is not just for MERS, but for any infectious disease.
Whenever anybody comes in, say to the emergency department with an influenza-like illness, we already have a protocol to screen them and to test them. And if we believe that they may have serious infection, they get isolated, they get a mask. Anyone that goes in after that to deal with that patient has certain precautions.
Doctors, their aides, and even cleaning crews might have to wear special clothing, gloves, and masks. During the H1N1 influenza pandemic, hospitals set up special areas to test patients suspected of carrying the flu. Some of these clinics operated in shelters outside the main hospital building. This custom could be repeated to prevent the spread of a virus and lower the chance it could change into something even more deadly. In the early 2000s, health officials were concerned about the spread of severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS. The world learned that an infectious disease is a health challenge everywhere, largely because of air travel. Countries found they had to share information about diseases in an effort to control them. Later this year, millions of people will go to Saudi Arabia for the Hajj, the largest gathering of Muslims in the world. Health officials around the world will be carefully watching. I'm Bob Doty.
Gambling on sporting events is a big business worldwide. A new report examines its size and effects. In sports gambling, you can win or lose a lot of money because of the results of a game. The report notes how criminals are active in gambling operations. It says they use sports to cover up the movement of money or other illegal activities. Mario Ritter has more on that story.
On June 12th, the 2014 World Cup opens in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Fans of football, known in the U.S. as soccer, have been waiting 4 years for the huge event. National teams will battle in an effort to reach the final until July 13th, when two teams play for the championship. Next month, fans will not just be cheering for their favorite teams. Many will be predicting the results and risking money, placing bets on the winner. And not only on World Cup matches. There is a huge sports betting industry with people placing bets on American football, tennis, and motorsports, competitions of every kind. A new report examines this industry. It was a joint project of the Sorbonne in Paris and the International Center for Sports Security in Qatar. Chris Eaton is the center's director of sports integrity. He spoke to VOA on Skype.
Taking the illegal market, the under-regulated or grey market, and the totally legal market together, it's really close to $1 trillion annually gambled on sport today.
Some people say $1 billion was bet worldwide on a single game 4 years ago. That event was the 2010 World Cup Championship match. The new report says that worldwide, organized crime uses sports betting to secretly move about $140 billion a year. And it says 30% of all that money passes through the Internet. The report says Asia is responsible for 53% of the world's illegal gambling. And it says illegal betting operations and legal gambling are linked. David Forrest is with the University of Salford in Birmingham, England. He spoke to us on Skype.
Those small guys tend to take the stake and quickly pass it on up a chain so they don't handle the risk themselves. And at the top of this chain lie legal bookmakers who are registered in the Philippines, the five biggest bookmakers in the world.
Illegal gambling has taken on some of the customs of financial planners to reduce risk. For example, some Wall Street traders may take positions both for and against a stock to make sure they do not lose money. Richard Borghese of the University of Florida spoke to VOA on Skype.
Illegal bookmakers will collect their bets, and if they end up with a naked position on one side or the other, they will lay off their risk by betting on the opposite teams in the legalized gambling market.
The report says the sports gambling industry needs to develop reporting and accountability systems like those that have been set up in recent years on world financial markets. Chris Eaton agrees.
We need the same sort of cooperative model operating in the gambling side and the bookmaking side of international sport so that we can see exactly who is transacting what and how, so you can pick the anomalies.
In sports, there are winners and there are losers. And money, a lot of money, is often involved. I'm Mario Ritter.
And I'm Jim Tedder in Washington on VOA.